Blog Talk Radio.
There's a sickness in the land, so heaven,
heal it.
There's a sickness in the land, so heaven,
heal it.
Oh, there's a sickness in the land, so we're reaching up our hands. Heaven, we need
you to heal it.
There's a child crying out right now.
Oh, heaven, we need you to heal it.
Oh, there's a child crying out right now.
Heaven, we need you to heal it.
Heaven, send your angels down. Put peace in their hearts right now.
Whoa.
We need
you to heal it.
Heal it. Oh, heaven,
we need
you to
heal it.
Oh, the land, heaven,
we need
you to
heal it.
Heal the land, oh,
we need you to heal it.
Ooh, America,
heal it.
And all of the nations,
heal it.
Politics, yeah,
heal it.
Family,
heal it.
Planet Earth,
heaven, we need you to heal it.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. We want to thank you for calling in. We want to thank you for just taking time out to be in the presence of the Holy Spirit. I am Pastor Teresa Docks, and I am so excited about what God is going to do in this very hour. I want to encourage you to get your Bibles and to get ready to listen to the word of the Lord from Elder Kitty Docks. Elder, I want to ask you if you would unmute your phone so I can let you on the board. Amen. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Let me just play just a little bit of this music and I'll be right back. Stay with us.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, He multiplies. Just when I feel He won't show up on time, God provides, He'll come through. When the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew, now you find
for you. Welcome, 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 everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Thursday, Thirst of Truth. I am your host, Elder Docks. I come to you as a messenger, and I hope what is being said today will resonate, marinate, infiltrate the souls of your spirit. Amen. Copy that. Amen. Amen. I'm just, the subject of my topic today is going to be, this is war. And we warring every day, every hour, every minute, every second. We warn against so much that's going on. Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, remember Christ Jesus, your Son, who is peace in itself and who has washed away our hatred and sin with His blood. Because you love all men and women, Father God, we thank you for sitting high and looking low at us with grace and mercy on all who are engaged in battle with the children of God. We pray that you banish the violence and evil within all combatants against the saints, so that one day we may all deserve to be called your sons and daughters in Christ. As we fight this COVID-19, we ask that you heal the land and heal the people who are stricken with the virus. We pray that you bless the families of all those who are listening to my voice today. And I grant this to Yeshua, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be coming from Genesis 14 and 8. And we're talking about this is war. And we know that the Israelites, you know, they fought and did things in accordance to God's command. And God assisted them in the destruction of cities and people. In order for God to get what he wanted done, he gave a command and instructed his people to do what he wanted done, and they did. And in Genesis 14:8, we're talking about this is war. We're talking about Solomon. We're talking about the five kings that went against the four kings. We're talking about King Solomon, King Damara, King of Amara, the King of Zebian, and the King of Balaam. They went up against four other kings. They drew the battle lines. And we know that from our text that when Lot Abram was together, the land just wasn't big enough, and they had some disputes. But we know that families are definitely going to have disputes. But we know for a fact that regardless of the dispute, that's blood, and we're going to still love one another regardless. So Lot went one way towards Sodom, and Abram went another. So anyway, the five kings decided to wage war against the four kings. And since Lot and his family and his entourage settled in Sodom, the war began. And as the war started, the four kings that was fighting the five kings, the four kings started to win the battle, and they overcame the five kings that took up arms against them. And Sodom and Gomorrah fled to the hills. Well, the four other kings that was fighting against the five kings, they end up capturing Lot, his family, and his people, and all their possessions. However, one man escaped. He escaped and ran to Abram, and he said, like Uncle Abram, he said, there was war, and Lot wasn't in it. Lot never started it. He said, and the kings took Lot and the family hostage, and they're gone. So, you know, Abram's saying, oh, no, that's family. That's blood. That's my biological seed. We ain't going to have this going down here. He said, no. He raised up 318 men that from his camp. And he said, no, this is war. This is war. So they went in to pursue those four kings that had Lot hostage. And he recaptured, rescued Lot and his family, his people, and all the possessions, and brought them back. And I'm saying that to say this, that when when war starts against your family, you know, you have to be prepared for the war. You have to know that what is war when it comes to saving your family, when you know how we used to say that when someone said, you know, your mother, your father, and we always wanted to fight. You know, this is war. You know, man, you don't talk about my mama now. You know, this is war. And, you know, and when somebody jump on your little sister, your little brother, you know, this is war. You know, basically, this is what Lot and Lot's, this is what Abram did for Lot. He said, no, you messing with my household. You know, this is war. This is war. And he's saying that, are you prepared for war? Are we willing to fight the good fight of faith for our children, for our sisters, brothers, and for the sickness that we inherit? Are we willing to fight of faith? Are we? This means war. I mean, we don't want the enemy. We don't want the enemy to infiltrate our camps. We don't want the enemy to take our God for granted. We don't want the enemy to have our families, our sons, because they are always tracking. They are always lurking. They are always after God's people. And we don't want the enemy to steal our promotion, to steal our jobs, you know, to steal what we have worked so hard for that God has given us. We do not want that. I just said this is war because God is just so good. He has landed everything in our hands. And if we are not prepared for the war that is coming, if we have no strategic fortify inside of us, if we are not anchored in the word, we're not ready for our enemies. They're going to come, and they're going to try to take everything we have. This is war. This is war. Amen. I was listening to Brother Dave the other day. He comes on every Tuesday at 5 o'clock, and he was talking about spiritual warfare. And he brought something that resonated in my spirit because he changed my whole text around when he talked about putting on the whole armor of God. And that just did something to me because I thought about David and Goliath. No pun intended because his name is Brother Dave. But I thought about David and Goliath when David wanted to slay the giant. And they felt that he was this young lad. He doesn't know what he's getting into. And this is in Samuel 17. And I'm listening to what Goliath said, how he's cursing our God. And David didn't like that. And Goliath stood up and shouted to the ranks of Israel. And he said, why do you come out and line up for battle? He said, I am a Philistine. And are you not the servant of Saul? He said, choose a man and have him come down to me. He said, if he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subject. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subject and serve us. Then the Philistine said, this day I defy the armies of Israel. Give me a man and let us fight each other. On hearing this, the Philistine words, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified. Now, isn't that the way, you know, I guess some of our human natures, the way it is? You see, when somebody threatened our household, when someone states that, when your employer said, you know, you're going to get fired, when you're walking or driving and a big truck come by and you pull off to the side of the road, you know, it's like when someone's come to threaten, are you prepared? Are you ready to defend your God? Now, and it goes on to say, now the Israelite has been saying, you know, do you see how this man keeping us, you know, coming out here and talking about us and he's defying our God? And he said, and they said the king will give so much money and so much wealth, even his daughter, if someone will go out and fight this guy. Now David, the lad, the shepherd boy, and he wasn't worrying about the money, the things that Saul was offering to fight Goliath. David was saying, you know, this joker is cursing my God. He's talking about my God. And I'm not going to stand for that. That's like if you talk about my mama, I ain't going to stand for that. You talk about my daddy, I ain't going to stand for that. If you do, this is what David is saying. He said, no. I ain't having it. This is not what it's all about. So So, you know, David said, you know, this disgracing of Israel, you know, he said, no, this uncircumcised Philistine, he said, no, this should not be, you know, because he's defying the army of the living God. So David said, no, he said, I want to challenge this man. He went to Saul, you know, he went to Saul. And just like we would go to someone that's walking up on us and telling us to do this and do that. No, man, I'm not doing it. It's not right. But David went to Saul and he said, hey, you know, I want to take on Goliath. And Saul said, no, he said, you're not equipped. You're a young lad. You can't do it. And David said, look, think, man, I might be young, but he said, look, I have killed both lions and bears. He said, but this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them. I look at him as being a bear or a lion, regardless of how big he is. He said, because he has defied the army of the living God, he said, the Lord who rescued me. That's why I say if you anchor in the Lord, if you know the word is in you. You know, when the enemies come at you, now you get your arsenal. Now you ready to shoot back with what you got, with your artillery. It's your war. This means war. He said, the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. He had more courage, more faith than all the armies of Saul's that were standing there shaking in their boots. Amen. Copy that. Meanwhile, the Philistine was shield and barrier. I mean, he was ready. And David looked and said, I'm ready for him. And guess what? Saul said, look, I don't want to send you out there defenseless. He said, here, take my shield. Take my armor. Take my helmet. You know, take everything I have and go out there and fight him. And that's what Brother Dave said the other day. He said in Ephesians 6 and 11, he talked about the whole armor of God. And this is what David had. He said, look, all of this is too heavy for me. Twice as big as me. I can't wear this. And David Hart, he knows he had the whole armor of God. He had the shield. He had the armor. He had the helmet of salvation. He had it all. God was there with him. David had all. He didn't need all that visual, all that tangible things. David had faith. He knew that the Lord is going to be with him. So what did David do? Yeah, he went out there. He went out there in his natural clothes. He went out there, the helmet of salvation, the fear. He did not fear Goliath. Goliath laughed at him. Goliath said, you know, you're sending this kid out here and he has nothing. You know, he made a mockery of David. And David said to the Philistine, he said, you come against me with sword and spear and a javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty. Amen. He said, the God of my army of Israel, whom you have defied, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Amen. Copy that. That's what we will do when drugs comes against our family, when alcohol comes against our family, when unemployment comes against our family, when crime comes against our family. You know, when things come against our family, we must stand up. We must be bold. We must not back down. We must use the word, have faith, and go out there and fight for what is right. And David said, you know, he said, the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. The very day I will give the carcass of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. Amen. Copy that. That is so great. I mean, you can feel it, how David was so strong and so encouraged and had the courage to stand up against this colossal giant. Did not back down because he knew that the Lord was on his side and that the Lord will carry him through. Oh, man, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. And we must fight when they come against principle. Our God, our family. And there's so much there to be warring against because we see so much in our family. We see the drugs. You know, we see the crimes. We see the unemployment. You know, we see the prostitutes. You know, we see the violence, domestic violence in the household. You know, we see our sons and daughters dropping out of schools. We see our young girls getting pregnant. We see all this. But this is war. We have to fight. We have to fight for life for them. We have to fight for their safety. We have to fight for direction for them to be directed and guided. I mean, this is war. You know, I just feel so good. I just feel so good that, you know, I'm going to play this song for you. I mean, it tells it all. You know, we're not going to let the devil take our increase. We're not going to let the devil take our family. We're not going to allow that. I mean, we're going to beat the hell out the devil because we know our God is a sovereign God. Our God is almighty. And with the might of him, there is no stopping. We can do what we can do. Let's take this song. I mean, if you feel like it, dance like David. Get up and clap your hands. Get up and enjoy yourself. Amen. God is just so good because this is war. This is war. No matter what we do, this is war. He's trying to steal our increase. He's trying to take our promotion. He's trying to take our children from us, our jobs, our homes, our neighbors, our health. This is war. Amen. Amen. You know, I was looking at the, you know, the war, with the Battle of Jericho. We talk about wars and how the Lord advised the king to send scouts out to look for the land, and the scouts went out, and that's what, and I'm looking at, I'm reading and we see the revelation when the scouts come go out to search and make sure everything, you know, to look for strategic strongholds and look for weaknesses. This is what, you know, we have to do. You know, when we see our loved ones, we have to notice the symptoms, because if not, you know, it might be harder when you do find out, hey, we have to fight against this. You know, notice the symptom of drugs being in your children or your loved ones. Notice the symptom of alcohol, or, you know, notice the, when there's something in their behavior at the schoolyard. Notice all these things, because if you don't send the scouts out, I'm talking about sending your, using your eyes that the Lord's given, using your ears to hear what is being said, or, you know, just using the senses that is there for you to be observant, to be cognizant of your loved ones, of your neighbors, of what's going down, so you can be able to fight, so you can prepare. Be like the scouts. Go out there and say, hey, I see something's not right. The door is open. I wonder if he or she is okay. You know, I see my son or daughter behaving a certain way. You know, something's not right. Let me just scout, send a scout out there and find out why, how come his behavior is erratic. There's something out there. You have to be prepared to handle these things. You can't sweep it under the rug. You have to be there. You have to be observant. You have to know what's going on. You have to know there's a plot against your family. We must know these things, because if you don't, the enemy will steal everything you have. We warn against him. In Ephesians, talk about the principalities, and we have to be aware of it. We must be suited, the enemy. We must be. Amen? I mean, I just, you know, you got so many wars that the Bible talks about, and I'm just excited about, you know, if we're in on one accord and we have that corporate faith where we can just tell the enemy, you know, if you want war, come on. If the enemy knows how strong you are, how brave you are, how much you are encouraged, when he hears that you can hit him with the word and you're not afraid to stand up and said, this God is my God, and my God will protect me. He protect me through storms and the wind and the rain and the bears and the lions and the tigers. And if he protect me through all of these, he's going to protect my children. He's going to protect my family. He's going to protect my neighbors, my job. He's going to protect me, because I know that my God is on my side. And whoever comes my way with all this shenanigans and stuff, this is war. I mean, this is war. I mean, because God is an awesome God. Amen. I'm just going to play a little bit of this right now. This come to be. Ain't this. This is real. I know it's all right, because God is on my side. I know it's all right. We know it's all right because God is on our side. You know God is on your side no matter what you're going through, your trials and tribulations. Clap your hands because God is an awesome God. He can't have your family. He can't have your increase. He can't have your breakthrough. He can't. Clap your hands. I know you're at home. Pat your feet. This is war. God is so good. Amen. Go ahead. No, devil, you can't have it.
You can't have my will, devil.
This is war.
You can't have my daughter, devil. You can't have my mother, devil.
Hey.
You can't have this, but you can't have this. You can't have this.
Amen. I plead again. God is just so good. You can't have it, devil. This is going to be war. If you try to come on my land, there will be war. I mean, God is just so wonderful. And I'm just glad that we know our Father. We know where our protection comes from. We know where our strength comes from. All we just look towards the hills, and we know that, hey, God is there. Just turn around. God is there. No matter where we go, we know that God is there. He will war on our behalf. We have to have the courage, the faith. Amen? Oh, I'm telling you, I'm just feeling so elated just talking about the Lord and knowing that, hey, the war, the battle is his. I know it's not mine. And all I have to do is stand up and be counted, you know. Don't be afraid. Be bold like Peter and Paul. I mean, we have to be bold. Amen. I am just so excited and just want to thank everyone for just being partaking in all of this festivities today, because this wasn't my original text, but it was changed, and I just thought about warring, and we warring against so much that's out there. We warring against the COVID-19. That is trying to put fear into all of us. But if you practice practice safe, stay safe, stay home, stay protected, you know, and stay smart, because God gives us wisdom, and we know what's out there. He gave us wisdom not to walk in front of a train, and he gave us wisdom not to go outside without mask, without the proper protection over us. He gave us wisdom. He wouldn't send the soldiers to battle without the proper tools to handle their jobs. So we need to have the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that God has given us in order for us to stay alive. Stay alive and not stay foolish. Because our God is an awesome God. Amen. Our God is just he's in us. And you can just feel it. You just feel it in the atmosphere. He's hovering over us. He's saying that the blood is above your doorpost, on your house, on your sons and daughters, and your auntie, uncles, and cousins, and your neighbors. The blood is on their doorpost. The death angel is going to pass by. He's not going to stop. Amen. Copy that. I just want to say that I really enjoy this, because this message is not only for you, but this message is for me. Oh, man, I mean, I feel good. I feel like, you know, Lord, come on, devil, because I know that, you know, you coming with something, but I'm coming with something better. I'm not afraid. I'm encouraged, because I know who's on my side. I know who stand up for me in all of my dealings. Our God is an awesome guy. Amen. Let me say a prayer in closing down. Our Heavenly Father, your own son was delivered into the hands of the wicked. Yet he prayed for his persecutors. Amen. And he overcame hatred and the blood of the cross. He overcame the hatred with the blood of the cross. That is so good. We can overcome the enemy with the blood of the Lamb. And we have to remember that. It's the blood of the Lamb that's going to keep us strong. Father God, we relive the suffering of the innocent victim of wars, disease, depression, racism, poverty, unemployment, domestic violence, crime, drugs, alcohol, HIV, cancer, and so much more. Father God, we pray that you come and you cover us with the blood of the Lamb from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Cover us 7 times 7, dear Lord. We need you at a time like this. Amen. Dear Lord, we know that you grant this with the peace of mind and the healing of our bodies. And we know that you renew our faith, dear Lord, and our protection and care. Dear Lord, we grant this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. I want to thank my listening audience. I'm going to turn this over to Pastor and Prophetess Teresa Dox to have a few words.
Amen. Glory to God. God is faithful. We are all in a battle. Thank you, Jesus. Engineer need to get on their job. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank my husband, Elder Dox, for just coming forth, talking about the battle. And we are in a battle spiritually. We're in a battle physically. because we're dealing with this demon COVID-19 that's sitting high on the throne. And the people of God need to come together so we can fight together. Because when the people of God fight together, the Bible says that the commanded blessing come forth when there's unity, when we have the same mindset. So I just want to thank Elder for just bringing that forth, because you have to fight. You can't coward out and say, I'm just going to not be involved. And that's when the enemy wins. That's when he take over. That's when he lead, because discord, he caused discord between the people of God so that he can have power. So we are in a battle. We have to fight for our children. We have to fight for our families. When you feel in some kind of way, put your feelings on the back and allow someone else to feel good, because you're stronger, because you're wiser, and because you're the elect of God. We're in a battle. We're in a battle. Everyone is going through some battle, one kind or another. So if we work together, we pray together, we believe together, we fight together, we'll win together. We'll win together, and we're going to win as long as we don't quit, as long as we forgive, as long as we love, as long as we do what God has called us to do. Amen. We fight together. We fight to win. We fight with purpose. We fight with precision. You know, we strategize. When you are in service, and we have some of our listeners that's been in service, and it's always a strategic plan. It's always something that you can do to win the battle. So you have to be fit for the battle. I'm going to make this real short because I don't want to come behind Elder, but you have to be fit for the battle. You can't get in the battle, you're not fit for it. You have to be spiritually fit. Spiritually fit. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. So we got to pull down those strongholds, those things that hold us strong. And some things, and we have to be equipped and qualified. So when you get out there, guess what? You mentally prepared, and you're dressed for the battle. You have on your helmet. You got your shield on. You got your feet shined with the preparation of the gospel. You're ready. So I encourage everyone. You've been going to church all of your life. Most of you are that's on the line. And you learn some things, and now it's time to use those things, because COVID-19 is trying to come and take us to another place. Amen. So I want to encourage you today that you are in this battle and you're not alone. God is fighting the battle for us as long as we are willing to do our part. Amen. Amen. And I believe that I'm to open the lines up. I'm not sure, but I am going to just open it up just in case someone wants to say,
if you want to say anything, I want to open the lines up and allow you that opportunity.
You want to say anything?
The lines are now open. I don't know if we have any comments, any prayer requests. Elder, is there anything else you would like to say?
I heard someone talking.
If you would unmute your phone, Elder.
I think somebody said something. Somebody has something to say. I'll probably give it a second.
Oh, no, I don't have anything else to say. We can open the lines up for someone that's requesting prayer and want to make a statement.
I got a couple of prayer requests. If I can lay those out.
Yes, go ahead and lay them out.
Okay. Okay, so the first prayer request, Valencia, she's one of her friends she went to school with killed himself in front of his parents. It's been hard for her to take that on, and she don't understand why he did that. You know, people down, you know, he really did kill himself. I didn't know the man. But that's something, and that's the kind of stuff that's going on in Detroit. Another prayer request is Elizabeth Neal asked her specifically what kind of prayer she needs. She said she just don't want the virus, and she don't want depression. And then Miss Vanderburg Shelley. So she actually said She wants to pray for her stomach, her son, Max. And he also, she wanted protection, guidance, and clear thought process. So that's the prayer request that I got. And it's a powerful word. David had all the armor on in the world, but nobody could see it. Nobody could see David's armor. His armor was in the spirit. You know, he didn't have no physical armor on. You know, your physical armor can't compete with the armor you can't see, because the armor you can't see, it could be a whole army around you. And it sounds crazy. It sounds crazy. But people talk about ghost stories. People talk about angels. People talk about stuff, but they don't want to believe them. Words exist for a reason. Like, you see a word and it exists, it's the reason that word was created. So, you know, you have to dig into certain words. Just like Jesus, that word exists. So people need to dig in, and I appreciate this word. I'm going to dig in a little more. I haven't even dug in enough. So, but I appreciate that word, Elder. That was real powerful. David had all the faith in the world.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Tyrell.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You. Yes, those spiritual weapons that others can't see, that the enemy can't recognize, but when he come up against you, he know that they're there. So let us begin to pray. Is there any other prayer requests before I go forth?
No.
Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes.
This is Sister Rachel, and I enjoy Elder Docs, my brother, Quentin, speaking, and God bless him and continue to be in prayer, blessing him. Thank you.
Amen. That's our sister all the way from California.
Amen.
God bless you, Ray Ray. And I mean, Rachel, I'm sorry, our sister.
Okay.
Amen. We love you. Is there anyone else that would like a prayer request or anything before we go into prayer?
This is
okay,
David.
Go ahead.
Brother David.
Just to say the word was powerful, and we know the word is powerful, like a two-edged sword, piercing bone and marrow, getting into the spirit. And we thank you that you laid that out, and how David had the courage. And that's what we need. See, you know, courage is not the absence of fear, but it's going up against those things you fear with the faith of God. And that's what David did. A young man who believed and remembered what God brought him through in the past. And praise God that it shows us we can go up against any giant, because God is bigger than any giant, any problem in the world. We just have to continue to fight the good fight of faith. That's what soldiers do. They fight the good fight of faith. And I just have a prayer request for my cousin who transitioned to God, absent from the body, present with the Lord, but just to give the family peace that surpass all understanding in this time of transition. See, I counted like Paul said, it's not a loss whether I'm here or I'm with God, because either way I win. So just ask for that prayer request for my family.
Amen.
Amen. We got you down. Amen. And you have our condolences and our sympathy for your family. Amen. Is there anyone else?
Yeah, this is Minister Phillips. You know, I just wanted to share, first of all, I enjoyed the message, and, you know, just thinking about David, you know, and we look at him, he was small in stature, and they was thinking of him like a kid and things of that nature. But see, when you're in the spirit of God, if you have faith and things of that nature, it's not about your age, it's about your faith. It's about your God. And your God is magnified once you begin to praise him, trust him, and believe him, have faith on him. Then anything can be done based on that. And a lot of times, you know how we run out and we try to get this and try to get that and try to do this and that. We're trying to do all these things, and then we say, well, we trust in God, but we're trying to get everything we need in place. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be strategic and planning and putting everything together, but we make sure that there's nothing out of place to where we don't even need God. Because we know that in our own mind, we got everything in front of us. You know, you got this in place. You got that in place. You don't have to trust God because you have faith in yourself, believing that I have everything I need in case this happens, in case that happens. But we can't be like that. We just got to be able to trust God when nothing is in place. We got to just be fierce when nothing is in place. We got to believe God for it no matter what we have or what's in front of us. And then sometimes God is going to say, what's in your hand? So basically, we got to have the faith to trust God and move and then just believe God will do it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Bernard. Amen. We prepare ourselves so we'll be equipped and qualified, and we'll move at God's command. Amen. Thank you for the comment. Thank everyone for the comment. I'm just going to give a shout out one more time. Is there anyone else?
What does that say?
Amen. Did someone say anything? Something? Well, amen. We're going to go forth in prayer. And I want to encourage everyone to join in with me because we can touch heaven with our faith. We can touch heaven with our requests. And when prayer is going forth, the enemy is defeated because he understands that we are relating to our King, the King of Kings. When we talk to him, he talks back. Prayer is a monologue and a dialogue. When we talk, God speaks. Amen. That's how the prophetic is in operation, so that the voice of God can enter the earth realm and cause some things to be shaken. Amen. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord God. Father, we ask you to be hidden behind the cross, that you would hear our cry, God. Father, you understand this situation. You understand, Lord God, what your people who are called by your name are going through, Lord God. Father, there's nothing hidden from you, God. Father, you're all knowing. We thank you for that, Lord God. But Father, we come to you as humble as we know how. God, we ask you, God, that you would touch Belinda,
yes.
Father, you would touch her heart, God. Yes. Father, that you would even visit her during the night, Father. That you would cause her, Lord God, to understand who you are, God. God, that you'll give her a deeper walk with you, God. God, you'll show her, Lord God. You'll speak to her, Lord God, and she'll have a different talk, God. You said we have not because we ask not. Lord God, we're asking, God, that you would visit her, God, that you would comfort her. You said you'll never leave us nor forsake us, God. But God, if she don't know you in the pardon of your sin, of her sin, Lord God, Father, that she will get to know you. God, she'll get to know you in a deep way. She'll get to know you in an intimate way, Lord God. And Father, we just decree and declare right now that that is already sealed. God, that suicide has taken its place. The devil's ugly hand has caused someone to kill themselves in front of their parents. Lord God, we lift up those parents to you, God. Father, you wasn't asleep when it happened, God, but because we understand that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and the called according to his purpose. So right now, Lord God, even though it looked bad, God, we ask you, God, that you would show the good in it, Lord God, that you would draw and cause others to be saved, Father, because of this loss. We decree that it's not a heavenly loss, but it's an earthly loss. And it's a heavenly gain, God. Father, we don't understand everything, but we know that him that holds the future also holds our hand. So, Father, we thank you that you hear the desires of our heart and you respond as only you can. Father, we thank you for our praise report in Jesus' name. God, we lift up Elizabeth to you, Lord God. Father, she in need for some things. We ask you to give her peace, God. We ask you to give her direction, God. We ask you, Lord God, to cause her heart to be so pliable, God, that when you speak, God, that she'll wake up in the middle of the night and say, Master, I hear you. Father, we just decree right now in Jesus' name, Lord God, that Elizabeth is your daughter, and God, you care for her. God, send someone, a loved one, God, someone she have confidence in, God, that they will prophetically speak in her life. And she'll be able to ask, how did they know that? And she'll know you did it, God. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just decree peace on her now in Jesus' name. We thank you for the peace, God, that you've given her, Lord God. We thank you, God, that she's set and that she will not fear catching the coronavirus. Yes. We bind up the spirit of fear. Yes. We take fear and we send it to the sea, and it shall never, ever return. We pull it down from his throne, and we command the coronavirus to be released to the pits of hell from whence it came. This is war. And God, we thank you that you are our warrior, and that as we fight in by the spirit of faith, that things are destroyed, and that she will not be fearful, but she'll be faithful in you, and she'll know that it's already done. We seal her with the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. God, and we lift up Sherry to you. God, we thank you, Lord God, for her son, God. We call back his mentality, God. We call back his mentality that it will be as you have ordained it to be, Lord God. Father, he will not have any mental illness in Jesus' name. Father, we know that you said in your word, Lord God, that you wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health as our soul prosper. So right now, Lord God, we call forth prosperity in his life, not just physical prosperity, but mental prosperity and spiritual prosperity. God, we decree right now that he shall preach the gospel, that he'll be preaching your word, and he'll give this season as a testimony, God. We call it forth now, and we see it in the spirit that is already manifested. So God, as it's manifesting, God, show his mother, God, that all is well. We decree peace over that household. We decree peace over that doorpost. We decree the blood of Jesus over everything that she touched. God, we thank you that you show up and show out in the name of Jesus. God, into everything that you do, we'll be so careful to give you all of the glory. We're casting down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring it into captivity. So in the name of Jesus, collectively, Lord God, see your children crying out to you, Lord God, as you move at your command. Father, I ask you to comfort everyone on this line. I speak to every household, and I decree in Jesus' name, after they hang up this line, Lord God, that you will put a fire, the Holy Ghost fire, underneath their belts, Lord God. Father, that there will be a boldness that will rise up like Esther, Lord God. A boldness that rise up like David, Lord God. A boldness, Lord God, that only come from you. That they're sick and tired of being tired and unrighteousness, indignation, Lord God. Father, that they'll speak a thing and it'll come to pass. I decree physical health in Jesus' name. Everything that concerns them concern you. So in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that have called in, that when they leave this line, that their life will be empowered, and they will go and give and tell what Elder has spoken through you, God. So let us continue to fight this good fight of faith. That's the only way that we can win. So in the mighty, matchless, marvelous name of Jesus, we pray and we say yes. And amen. 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 Glory to God. God is faithful. God is good. And we can trust him. And he changed not. So I want you to begin to speak what you desire. Don't speak what you see, but speak what you desire. And let the desires of your heart, let it line up with the will of God. Amen. Amen. Because God has favored you. Amen. There's favor on your life. 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 You have already won. And God does provide. Amen. Well, we want to thank you so much. This is war. Remember, every conversation you have is war. It's war. It's war. And I want you to go to war on the enemy. Win back that territory. Amen. God bless everyone. We greet you. And we want to just do a short salvation call. I just want to ask if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, understand that his hands is open to you. If you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord and that God raised him from the dead, you are saved. Confess it with your mouth. Believe it in your heart, for it is with your heart that you believe and you are justified. And it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and you are saved. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. And if you prayed that prayer, hallelujah, hallelujah, the angels are rejoicing because you made it into the kingdom. Now you got work to do. You got to work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling. Ask God to lead, guide, and direct you. Ask God to show you the way. Mm-hmm. Amen. There's nothing that you did to deserve it because salvation is free. Mm-hmm. And the gift is from God. All you have to do is receive it. And it's already done. Amen. Amen. We want to thank you, and we want to encourage you to go tell somebody that you accepted Christ today. Go tell somebody that you accepted him a long time ago, but you're back in the fight. Amen. Amen. Salvation is free, but ministry costs. So if you'd like to sow into what we're doing, I want to give you an opportunity not only to bless us, but to be blessed. You can go to Giveify and type in Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters, and you can sow into the ministry where Elder and I are the leaders there, and I want to encourage you to go and sow into the ministry. You're sowing into good ground because guess what? We're doing kingdom building. We're establishing ministers, evangelists, teachers of the gospel that's going to carry on the cross. Amen. That's Giveify, and you can sow into the ministry. Amen. And we just pray right now that you're supernaturally blessed for the rest of your days here on earth. God bless you, and we do love you. Don't forget, we'll be here tomorrow night, same time, same place. God bless you all. Amen. And we say good night.
You're bigger than anything, oh, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the universe. You're bigger than the sun and the stars. You're bigger than anything, oh my, that could tear me apart. You're bigger than the problem.
clutter my